closer, honey, that's better. Gotta get a brand new experience, feeling right. Feeling right. Oh, don't try to stop, baby. Hold me tight.
Hello and welcome to week 4 of Englishland Radio. It has been 4 fantastic weeks of singing, dancing, fun and English. For our 4th week we have a wide variety of topics to talk about. We have some original fiction, some book reviews, we've got a chat about politics, so much to talk about today. But first of all, we're going to have a chat with one of our youngest today, Elena. Elena is going to tell us all about her favorite thing here at camp.
Our favorite thing at camp is the water games. I really like the water balloons. They are really fun because I can't wet my teachers and my best friends. The water is very hot and the water games cool us down.
That's fantastic, Elena. I like the water games too. Who is your favorite teacher to get wet?
My favorite teacher to get wet is Zara.
Zara! Poor Zara. Later on. Okay, later on we'll play water games. Okay, fantastic. So, this week on Monday was the 4th of July, which is of course an important day on our American road trip. The 4th of July marks the American Independence Day, where they left the United Kingdom. So, to talk about last week's big secession, we have Pietro to talk about politics.
On the 24th of June 2016, the United Kingdom decided to exit the European Union because they want to be independent from the other states of the Union. They had already the pounds, which value more than the euros, so they are independent for the money to the rest of the Union. When the Brexit won, the Prime Minister Cameron resigned. He wanted to remain in the Union, so he said that another person which wanted to exit from the Union had to join the United Kingdom in this important period. The middle and the high class of the UK voted to remain in the Union, but the majority of the working class wanted to exit from the Union. Some journalists interviewed some of the people who wanted to exit from the Union. They say they voted to exit because of their children. They hope that with this vote, their sons will have a better future. But the Union say that before 2020, the United Kingdom will remain in the European Union. After 2020, if you have to go to the UK, you will need the passports. We will see if the UK made a good choice or no. I hope so. Thank you for attention.
That was fantastic, Pietro. You know that I'm super interested in Brexit, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Why am I interested?
Oh, because you're from Ireland, so it's near England, and I think you have visited England, so yes, you're interested.
Oh, that's true, but I also studied European politics at university.
Oh, yes.
Don't you remember?
No.
But you're right, they are our neighbours, so of course I'm a bit worried. But that was a great politics report, Pietro. And now for our first song, we have our DJ, Sophia, who has chosen today's playlist. So, Sophia, what is our first song?
Our song
is by Fifth Harmony, and it's all in my head.
Can you tell us a bit about the song?
Yeah, Fifth Harmony are a girl group from USA. They were formed in 2012 during the boot camp of the second season of the talent show X Factor. The song It's All In My Head is their latest single.
And why do you like this song, Sophia? Why did you choose it?
Because I think it is very danceable.
Good choice. Okay, so It's All In My Head by Fifth Harmony. And now we are back with the review section of our show. So, the last couple of weeks, we've heard a little bit about Harry Potter. We've heard some trivia. We've heard about the fandom from Christina last week. But this week, we're going to hear a review of some of the characters, some of the stories that are dealt with in Harry Potter. So, we have got Marco and Matilda, who are going to talk to us about Harry Potter.
Hi, we are Matilda and Marco, and we are here today to talk about Harry Potter. This is a little review of the story. Harry Potter is the only child to survive the power of Lord Voldemort. He arrived at the magic school of Hogwarts without knowing his origins. In the time he studied magic and show, he became a wizard. Over the year, he began to understand his past. In his final year, he finally defeated Voldemort.
One of our favorite characters is Severus Snape, the potion professor, in Hogwarts. He was the teacher and the head of Slytherin. He was in love with Lily, Harry Potter's mother, but she married James. He was also a death eater, but when Lily and James died, Snape was depressed. He met Dumbledore, who told him that should treat Harry like Lily's son. Maybe in the first three books, he is a bad person to Harry, but in the other books, his endeavor to help Harry to stay alive. We like him because he was a good person in the end. Even he seemed like a bad person. We hate Bellatrix because she killed her cousin Sirius. She also followed Voldemort and was in love with him. Moreover, she tortured Neville's parents and tried to kill Harry and his friends many times. The actress is very good, but the character is very bad.
Hey, some interesting opinions. Not necessarily my opinions, but interesting opinions. Okay. Well, we have another insight into fandom next from Anna, who is going to talk to us about a really interesting series of books.
Hello, everybody. I'm Anna. I'm going to speak about After. This special book was born in Wattpad to Anna Todd, the 20-year-old author. It's a series made up of 5 books where you can read about Tess and Hardin's stories. They are 2 young university students who met thanks to Steph, Tessa's roommate and Hardin's friend. Hardin is a bad boy with separated parents who lives in a fraternity. They has a lot of problem with alcohol, especially during parties. Tessa is starting university. She's the typical good girl with a perfect boyfriend. When Hardin enters her life, all her certainty is destroyed. They quickly fall in love, but Hardin's old bad life always comes up and disturbs their relationship. With time, they began to understand each other's weak points and endeavor to live together with both demons. Can their love pass all over the hurdles?
So, do you recommend this book? This book is a great book, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to look it up then when I go home later on. And next we have Andrea, who has taken the task of reviewing one of the most complicated films I have ever seen. I think he does a good job, so let's listen to Andrea review. What movie are you reviewing, Andrea?
Inception.
Fantastic, let's hear it.
Last week I saw a film called Inception that was a great film. It is about a team of people that can penetrate in the mind of other people and lead their dreams. They can do it thanks to a machine. The goal of this team is to know things that people can't say in real life. The person who is dreaming, in fact, can't know that it is a dream. All the people of the dream are created by the subconscious of the person who's dreaming. In a particular dream inside the mind of a celebrity, they have a problem. This time, the subconscious of this person is trained, and so comes troops and unexpected things happens. I really liked it, and I advise you to watch it because it's rich of suspense and makes you feel the same things of the film.
Fantastic, Andrea. I really need to watch it for a second time, just to see if I really understand it this time. And now we're on to our second song of the show. Sophia, what song have we got next?
We got Hideaway by Daya.
Anything you have to tell us about Daya?
Daya is a 17-year-old American singer and songwriter. Her debut album comes out on September 2015 and included the song Hideaway.
Okay. So, why did you choose this song today?
Because I like the lyrics.
Oh, fantastic. I'm looking forward to hearing it. So, Hideaway by Daya.
Boys seem to like the girls who laugh at anything. be fly as a mother. Got my both eyes out for Miss Right. Guessing I just don't know where to find them. But I hope they all come out tonight. Where do the good boys go to? Hide away, hide away. I'm a good, good girl who needs a little company. Looking hot in the summer Lucina. Where do the good boys go to? Hide away, hide away. Boys seem to like the girls who like the kiss and tell.
So that was Hide Away by Dia. What a fantastic song. This week we had two young reporters in our group, Elena and Laura. Elena and Laura are 9 years old, and they wrote their pieces for the radio all by themselves. Laura could not be with us today, so instead we have Matilda to read her fantastic piece about the cats on the farm.
Cats can do a lot of things. They can climb trees, they can jump, and they can do a lot of things. When the cats are small, they are so cute. Some cats are very big, some cats are very small. They like to play with a ball. Cats like to eat fish. Cats catch birds and sometimes eat birds. Cats are many colors, like black, red, brown, yellow, or white. Lots of colors. When cats are in love, they start to share their lives.
That is so interesting. She really, really, really loves cats. Okay, next we are going to have... Next we are going to have Elena, who is going to read us a story that she has been working on for a long, long time. This story is very famous, and I know everybody is looking forward to hearing it. Elena? Let's hear about the 10 princesses.
Once upon a time, there were 10 princesses. Their names were Janet, Alba, Brittany, Tay, Jane, Laura, Faye, Jane, Oya, Chloe, and Chloe. The princess live on the water. They were mermaids. One day, Janet went to the cold water, and the water wolf cut her. He took to his prison. The other princesses searched for her, but they can't find her. Chloe saw her in the water wolf's prison, all together. The princesses went to the wolf's prison to free Princess Janet from the cage. The princess about at Princess Janet because she went to the Colosseum. See. They all turn into human and went into town. They went to their present house where they had dinner and relaxed after he exited day.
Fantastic, Elena. I know everybody listening was looking forward to that story because I know I've been looking forward to hearing it. Such a good job, Elena. And next we have Pietro, who's just going to tell us a little bit about the day in the life of a camper here at Englishland. Go for it, Pietro.
Our day at Englishland starts at 9 o'clock, when Catherine blows her whistle for 3 times. After she gives us the welcome, we sing our song and we dance the camp song. This is the only part of the camp I don't like, because I don't like dancing or singing. When we finish, we have our English lesson, which lasts from 9:10 to 11:15 a.m. At this moment, we have the snack and 10 minutes of free time. After this small break, we have to do our workshop since last time. The food in this place is fantastic. From 1:30 to 2:15, we have free time. We can play football, but we can go on the swings. After the free time, we have to practice our performance for the show, and after this, we can play fun and games. When we finish the games, we have the snack, and after, we wait for the bus. But yesterday, we didn't wait for the bus, we waited for the sausages.
Ah, because you camped last night. How was camping, Pietro?
Funny.
And are you tired?
No.
Oh, okay, I forgot, you slept 6 hours. Pietro slept a lot last night. Okay, and next we have Sophia, who's going to tell us about our next song. Sophia, what song is next?
The next song is She Looks So Perfect by 5 Seconds of Summer.
Ah, yes. All the girls love this song. Can you tell us a little bit about 5 Seconds
of
Summer?
Yeah, 5 Seconds of Summer are a boy band made up of 4 boys, and they make pop punk music. They were formed in 2011 in Australia. The song She Looks So Perfect, which came out in 2014, gives the title of their 4th album.
Okay, fantastic. And do I need to know why you like this song? Is there a reason?
There's no reason, but I love this boy band, so...
You just like it. Okay, so She Looks So Perfect by 5 Seconds of Summer. So that was She Looks So Perfect by 5 Seconds of Summer, one of the girls' favorites. Next we have Julia, who is our investigative journalist for the week. She has taken the intrepid task of interviewing all of our counselors. So with some of her results, this is Julia.
This week we interviewed the teacher. The teacher have a lot of interesting things to say. The first teacher is Christine. She is 23 years old. Her favorite color is green. Her favorite film is Into the Wild. And her favorite food is salad. Her favorite animal is dog. And her favorite instrument is piano. Her hobby is dancing. The second teacher is Carmel. She is 24 years old. Her favorite color is pink. Her favorite film is Buonasera, Signor Campbell, and her favorite food is cheese. Her favorite animal is cat, and her favorite instrument is guitar. Her hobby is reading. The third teacher is Will. He is 22 years old. His favorite color is purple. His favorite film is Matrix, and his favorite food is pizza. His favorite animal is dog, and his favorite instrument is piano. His hobby is dancing, the salsa, and play.
Super interesting. Why is my information not here? You interviewed me, why is... I'm joking, don't worry. Oh, okay. And next, we have, with some quick gossip, our regular gossip columnist, who this week is also DJ, Sophia.
So, Luke Hemmings, a member of Five Sos, was spotted out with a blonde girl, Alice Argusa, but he has a girlfriend, Azalea. They met in Los Angeles last year, but now he's on tour, and they are apart. Moreover, the haters keep going to attack the girl with bad comments on her social. Rihanna posted a new song called Sledgehammer, and the music video is inspired by Star Trek Beyond. And in the music video, we see Rihanna with superpowers. The video has 12 million of views on YouTube.
Okay, maybe next week we can listen to this song. Is it a good song, Sophia?
Yeah, is it good?
Well, what about our next song? What's our next song?
Our next song is Cheap Thrills by Sia.
Anything you can tell us about Sia?
So, Sia is an Australian singer born in 1975, and in 2015 she came out with her 8th album called This Is Acting, with the song Cheap Thrills. This artist usually covers her face with a strange hairstyle.
So, here is Cheap Thrills by the super cool Sia. Okay, so Cheap Thrills by Sia brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for listening. Hope you have a wonderful week. See you next week. And we would like to say goodbye from our fantastic radio team.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Okay. And now to close us out, we have our camp song, Kids in America by Cascada.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why. Friday night and everyone's moving. I can feel the heat burn.